check. What's going on, y'all? It's Susilario Hernandez here. Okay, so what are some things to look forward to when you're getting out of debt? I have received some feedback on the last video that I had, and decided to make another video on that. By the way, if you want to leave some feedback, go and leave some feedback, and I can go ahead and talk on it. Also, I'm going to put a plug to my podcast. If you want to hear me talk about stuff like this and life and the Bible and different types of stuff, I got a podcast, so you can check it out. That way you don't have to watch it on Facebook. All right, so basically, when you're getting out of debt, you're going against the grain. All right, you're not normal. You're basically seeing what everybody is doing, and you're going the other direction. So one of the things to look forward to is being weird. You're going to be weird. Like, people, your friends are going to want you to go out, and you're going to have to tell them no because you're on a budget. You know what I mean? And then you have to risk your personality and then being like, what's wrong with you? You have a budget now? You know what I mean? So, guys, it's hard. It's not easy. I'd like to say that it's easy, but it's not. Like a lot of things in life, you live and you learn. This is not one. It's not one of them. You know what I mean? It's not one of those. It's not one of those things where it's easy. Okay, so you have to be able to ignore the naysayers, because there's people that are going to think that you're wrong, and there's people that are going to say, like, why are you doing this? They're just going to think it's wrong. And I think one of the reasons why they do that is because they themselves choose not to do it. Okay, so you may lose some friends. I mean, sad to say, because you're being wise. Basically, 8 out of 10 people are in debt. 8 out of 10 people, you know, owe for their car, and the car payment is the average of $500 a month. So you have to be willing to go on a budget, not caring what people think. You have to be willing to sacrifice your eating out all the time. You have to be willing to sacrifice you not impulse buying something that you want to buy at Best Buy on credit. You have to be willing to live. You have to be willing to live on less than you make. You got to be willing to be disciplined and be on a budget and have a plan for your money. Otherwise, if you don't have a plan for your money, then, you know, your money's just going to go in places you won't even realize that it's going until you make a budget, which is what happened to us. We began to make a budget, and we just saw where all of our money was going. And we're like, no, we're not going to do this anymore. We're not going to be in debt anymore. The Bible says that it's not wise, that it's foolish. You know, so we just decided to do that. Another thing to look forward to is, like, just people being negative about it, you know. I mean, there's countless people that I can tell you that have been negative along our debt-free journey. You know, coworkers, a lot of coworkers are like, you're just throwing your money away. You know, just a lot of negative thoughts and negative comments, you know, and you got to be willing to take that heat, because you're not doing what everybody else is doing. You're basically developing character, you're developing personality. And a lot of people, sad to say, they don't want to see you prosper, you know, and it sucks, because you're over here trying to do what's good for you and your family. At the end of the day, if you're a husband, you got to look into your wife and your daughter's eyes and be like, you know what, I was diligent, I worked hard, I worked extra hours no matter what to get this money on the to get this food on the table for y'all. You know what I mean? You're not going to be looking at your coworker at the end of the day, you know, if they don't like you for whatever reason, for you trying to get out of debt, that's their problem. You know what I mean? Don't apologize for trying to be out debt free when it's the wise thing to do. Don't apologize for you wanting to be responsible with your money. You know what I mean? The government is in so much debt, y'all. Like, how are we going to depend on the government at the end of retirement to take care of us financially? Think about this. Can you live on $800 to $1,300 a month? What is your monthly expenses right now? A lot of us have to say, by the time we get to retirement, if we get to 65 and we've been irresponsible with our money and don't have any money for retirement, we're going to have to realize that we're going to have to go back to work. And I see this a lot in the field that I'm in. A lot of older guys are having to go back to work because they can't depend on Social Security because it's not enough money. You know what I mean? We need to be wise with our money. You know, if you decide to do this, you know, do it. Just choose. You know what I mean? It's up to us, you know. And we're responsible for our own choices, basically. You know what I mean? And when you go against the grain, when you do what everybody else is not doing, you're weird, you know, and you may lose friends along the way. You may lose people that don't necessarily agree with your plan, you know, and for me, like, I want to help people. Like, I want to be like, dude, we can do this. You know, I want to encourage people to show them that there's a different way to do it. You don't have to have that like mindset, like, oh, I can't get ahead. I can't, you know, I'm living paycheck to paycheck. Well, that's your fault. It's your fault for living paycheck to paycheck. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to talk negative to anybody, like saying that, you know, that it's your fault, like if you're handicapped or whatever, you know, I'm trying to say that we are responsible for our own future, you know, choice wise, you know, we're not responsible for every single thing. Something could happen to us, like as soon as we walk out the door, but the things that we can control, like our money, we're responsible for that. You know what I mean? Our family depends on us. You know, if you're a husband, you know, from the belief system that I believe, you know, I believe in God, Jesus Christ, you know, we're the head of the household. We got to provide for family, you know, so we have to be wise. You know what I mean? The Bible also says in Proverbs that a good, you know, leave an inheritance to your children's children. How can we leave an inheritance if we have debt? Debt basically means that you're giving money to banks for not impulses, but just stuff that you want right then and there. You know what I mean? This goes back to like, you say you go to the store, you're like 8 years old, you got like $5, you try to buy something for $10, the store clerk's going to tell you, you don't have enough money. What happened to that? You know what I mean? What happened to like, if you don't have it, you can't afford it, you know? And one of the things too, the good things to look forward to when, you know, after getting out of debt is that you have money, actual money in your pocket. Guys, the $500 that was going to the car payment every month, you have that $500 extra. You know what I'm saying? And you know, the wise thing to do after that is you don't let it sit in the bank. You know what I mean? You invest it, you know, into good growth stock mutual funds. You invest it into real estate, something that's going to bring you money back in the long run. You know, don't just let it sit there. You know what I mean? You, of course, you can have an emergency fund of $10,000 to $20,000 just in case of emergencies. You know, that's insurance for your money for something. The roof goes out, transmission goes out. You got that money, boom, restock it back up. You know what I mean? Be smart with your money. So another thing to look forward to when you're getting out of debt is not being able to get the best things or the most expensive things for your kids. I mean, what's wrong with them having used pants? You know what I'm saying? What's wrong with them having used shoes, you know, or used shirts while you're getting out of debt? You know what I mean? And now once you get out of debt, you have a little bit of extra cash to buy some stuff nice for your kids. You know, we want stuff nice for our kids. But in the meantime, once you're, you know, when you're in that mindset as a parent and your kids see you like, you know, no, we got to get out of debt. We got to clean up our mess. They see that and they understand the importance of that. That's a teachable moment for your children. They understand where money comes from. You know what I mean? Money comes from hard work, sacrifice. That's another thing you got to look forward to. You got to sacrifice time away from your kids if you're working overtime, because the more you can get money to come in to pay off that debt, the quicker you can be home after paying off debt to spend time with your kids. I mean, what's more important than that? So you can look forward to a lot of haters, y'all. Like, there's people that hate. Like, there's several people of my coworkers in different jobs that I had. They're like, you know, that's wrong. You're throwing your money away, you know. And I don't know what to say, but I know that it's the right thing to do. That's why I continue to do it. You know what I mean? And now I look back and I'm like, dude, you're the one that's throwing your money away. You're the one that's giving your money to Wells Fargo or, you know, Chase or whatever for your car payment or your flat screen TV to Best Buy or your, you know, or this to that person, you know what I'm saying? It's so it's not throwing your money away, you know. Ignore the naysayers when you're trying to get out of debt. Just continue forward, continue building character, continue instilling this in your children, and continue working for the good of your family and for leaving inheritance to your children's children. Guys, 8 out of 10 people are in debt. You know what? Why? Like, another thing to look forward to, okay, so when I go to the grocery store, I had $80 cash, you know, to spend on groceries. I take the cash physically to the cash register. If I end up with $85 at the cash register, I do not go over $80. That means that I have to risk embarrassment, the person behind me and the cash register, to take something out of the bag, because I can't afford it. You know what I'm saying? It changes your mindset to be like, you know what? This person behind me or in front of me, they're not responsible for my finances. I am. So whenever you pull up to that stoplight and you look at the person next to you and you're trying to impress them, they're not responsible for your finances, guys. You are. We are, you know? And now, whenever I stop at a park, I stop at a stoplight, and there's 10 cars there, and I look back and I'm like, man, 8 out of 10 of these people are paying for their car. They're giving their money away to banks. And me, I got it in my pocket. You know what I'm saying? But guys, like, it builds character, and we got to risk not wanting nice stuff. You know what I mean? That can come later. Eventually, you know, I mean, if we start now, if you work hard now, the sooner you can have that extra cash. You know what I mean? You can have that. You can put $10,000 on a car. You know what I mean? Like right now, we got $4,000 at the end of each month. It's like, dude, you know what I mean? $4,000 at the end of each month. What are you going to do with that? You know what I mean? And God, I believe that God's like, okay, you got all this money. You are responsible with it. What are you going to do with it? You know, and that's where it comes to getting counsel and wise teaching from other people that know what they're doing with money. And there's a lot of false teachers out there, guys, that'll tell you what to do with money, and it's not the right thing. They'll tell you to go into debt. It's not wise. The Bible clearly states in Proverbs, nowhere in the Bible does it say it's smart to borrow money. Nowhere. It says that it's foolish. It says that you become a slave to the lender. So, sorry, I'm just rambling. So back to what I was saying. Yeah, don't borrow money. So just don't borrow money, guys. It's not smart. So I lost my train of thought. Okay, guys. So I appreciate you watching. What to look forward to when getting out of debt. One thing is there's going to be a lot of naysayers. There's going to be a lot of people that are telling you that you're wrong, that you're throwing your money away. Another thing to look forward to is having to maybe get rejected by a friend by you telling them, look, I can't go out. I'm on a budget. I don't have any money. You know, they're going to look at you weird, like, what do you mean? You know what I mean? So it's just a lifestyle change, because basically you're going against the grain. You're doing what everybody else is not doing. 8 out of 10 people are in debt, and you're the 2 people out of those 8 that has to stand up and say, no, I'm not doing this. I'm not being normal. I'm going to be wise. And sad to say, wise looks weird. You know, I mean, it's like you're picking up your cross, you know what I mean? And when you're the Christian in the crowd, you know, the true Christian in the crowd, people don't like you just straight up. They just don't like you because you got character, because you got personality, and they refuse to change for the better. You know what I mean? And they're just envious and jealous. Those are 2 things that are not good for your heart, you know? And eventually, if you continue to listen to those people and you choose to be normal, you're not going to like yourself in the long term. You're not going to be happy. You know, you're just going to be grumpy, and you're just not going to like yourself. You know, it's just plain and simple, because when you're not who you want to be, when you're not personally who you want to be, you're doing what everybody else says. I mean, you're just not happy. So don't apologize for who you are. You know what I mean? That's another thing to look forward to. Don't apologize for yourself getting out of debt. Don't tell them, I'm sorry for who I am. No, just be yourself. If they have a problem with you, that's their problem. It's not your problem. You don't got to look at them at the end of the day and tell them, look, I provided this, you know, I helped provide this at work for mommy and you, you know, or whatever, you know. So also another thing to look forward to is communication with your spouse. That's a good thing, because communication actually brings you together in your marriage. You're actually talking about money. You're actually talking about your future, what you can do with money. You know, after you're out of debt, you guys can talk about buying a home, buying 2 homes. You know what I mean? You could have enough money left over to buy several homes, you know, within a 10-year period. You know, imagine that $500 that you were paying to the car, you know, for over 10 amount of years. If you were giving that to yourself, you know, you can buy several properties, rent them out, you know, invest the money. You can be able to give your kid a home, you know, by the time they get to college. I mean, the possibilities are so awesome, and God gives us this money to be stewards of it. You know, like, steward is somebody who manages money well, you know. And a lot of times, sad to say, we're asking God to bless us with more money or more this or more that. And I think God's like, no, I've already given you this money to bless you with, and what you're doing is you're borrowing and you're going into debt. He's like, I'm not going to give you more money. You know what I mean? In actuality, whenever you get out of debt, you actually give yourself a raise. You know, and when you give yourself a raise, what you can do is maintain the same lifestyle. You don't have to go get the newest car. You know what I mean? You can get a nicer car, but I mean, just maintain your lifestyle. You pretty much give yourself a raise. You know what I mean? And the more diligent you become, the more hardworking you become, the more you'll prosper. You know, when you're diligent and you got personality and you got character, I mean, you're unstoppable. And then what happens is you get more haters, the more you become wise, basically. So go against the grain, y'all. Look and see what everybody else is doing and go the other direction. Choose life through Jesus Christ, you know, and you'll find the right path. I appreciate you guys watching. If you got any questions or comments, let me know and I'll try my best to respond. My daughter's calling me. So you guys have a good one. Have a